I've been living in a tiny space now for almost 2 years, and to push back potential cabin fever, I started house sitting. And this winter, I did a couple of house sits for the same couple. It's because they've got a very special cat named Molly, and Molly adopted them. Molly's really a very beautiful cat. She's very smart, affectionate to a degree, and she's also a killer. My first house sit for them was rather short. It was about 10 days. And Molly, in that period of time, brought me 2 dead birds and 1 dead mouse. Before I started the second longer house sit, there was a period of maybe 6 or 7 weeks. And in that time period, Molly and the couple moved from a house that had lots of green space around it to an inner city apartment with no green space. So in a really short period of time, Molly went from a 100% outdoor cat to a 100% indoor cat. When I started the second longer house sit, I could tell right away that Molly was very bored. She had a few toys scattered around the apartment. Her favorite toy was one that was handmade. It was a stick that was almost a meter long, at the end of which was a string. And the end of the string was a cluster of real bird feathers. All you do is pick up one end of the stick and you twirl it around, and immediately all of her killer instincts came to the surface, and you could get her to jump really high. She would do forward flips, backward flips, 1.5 flips to the side. We got very good at it. And there were times when I felt like I was training a wild animal. The problem was that when I wasn't twirling the stick around, she would either be sitting by it or Molly would be lying by it in the hopes that the next time I walked past, I'd pick it up and play with her. So it was at that point that I decided that I needed to find some activity, something to amuse and grab Molly's attention that did not include me. So I just planted the seed, this problem to solve, and a couple days later, I hear this really strange sound one morning in the house. I looked at Molly, and she was up on 2 hind legs, you know, with her body stretched up high like a meerkat. She was staring up at the ceiling. So I followed her gaze, and she was staring at a skylight. And on the skylight was this rather big seagull. And it was like she had stopped breathing. She was just so intently watching this big bird. So I just had this idea. I grabbed my tablet, went into YouTube, I searched watching birds. And to my surprise, and I have to say I am still surprised by YouTube, there were a number of cats watching birds videos that I could choose from. Videos like a bird bonanza for your cat, or how to calm your cat with birds, which actually wasn't my goal. I ended up choosing Forest Birds from Cornwall. When I brought the image up on the screen, it was a tree stump on the top of which were bird seeds. There was a still camera in the front of the tree stump, and all around it were, big mature trees. You could hear the birds in the trees as well. And then really frequently, a bird would just come flapping out of the trees onto the tree trunk, nervously grab a seed or two, and then fly back into the trees. No coaxing required. Molly was absolutely transfixed on the screen, watching these forest birds from Cornwall eating seeds. And when they would fly back up into the tree, you'd hear the flutter, of their wings, and she would just look up the ceiling in the apartment, like, sure, oh, there's a bird in the house. Yay. So there's a smart TV in the lounge. I put the Forest Birds from Cornwall on the big screen. In no time at all, I was having to turn it off and just say, Molly, that's enough. You've had enough TV. The sun is shining. Go out on the deck, get some fresh air. So I think without trying, I have come up with a solution, a 3-part solution for this debate going on in New Zealand between cat lovers and bird lovers, some of which I believe are the same people. So here's what you need to do. Here's the formula. First of all, your cat has to be a house cat. Can't go outside anymore. Number two, you need to either buy or create some kind of a toy that not only exercises the cat, but also brings out the killer instincts of the cat, the need to catch something. And number three, find your cat's favorite video on YouTube.